We begin today with the historic nuclear agreement between Iran and six world powers led by the United States, which has taken almost 2 years to negotiate. One indication of the extraordinary shift it represents in the relationship between Iran and the United States is that the US president's address announcing the deal was broadcast live in Tehran. Under the agreement, Iran's nuclear facilities will be subject to vigorous inspection and its nuclear capability will be reduced in exchange for a gradual end to the economic sanctions that have been harming the people of Iran. While President Barack Obama is hailing it as a diplomatic triumph, critics, led by Israel's Prime Minister, warn that the deal will make the world less safe. But on the streets of Tehran, citizens have been celebrating an agreement they say will transform their lives, as Sarah Seji reports.
It's a deal that some Iranian citizens have long been hoping for. When news of a final agreement was reached, they celebrated on the streets waving their country's flag.
From now on, our fate is transparent and our lives are not suspended anymore. We wanted to know if finally there would be a deal, and thank God there is.
For the people of Iran, it's more than a deal to limit their country's nuclear program. The international sanctions that have been in force against Iran have made everyday life difficult, but that's about to change. Siamak Gharahman is the president of the Iranian Community Organization in Australia.
After the sanctions, although people's wages stayed the same, but they had to buy things for five times as expensive as before. And but that impacted their life heavily. Of course, after the abolishing the sanctions, that their life is going to be easier because, first of all, they can purchase their essentials for cheaper price, and also they have a better choice and better quality.
Under the deal, Iran will reduce the number of centrifuges it uses to enrich uranium by more than two-thirds. Its stockpile of low-enriched uranium will be reduced by 98%. Inspectors will have full access to declared nuclear sites and can also visit non-declared sites if they suspect nuclear work is happening. In return, Iran will get relief from international sanctions, but they'll be reinstated if it doesn't comply with the terms of the agreement. The US President Barack Obama says the deal ultimately prevents Iran from being able to develop a nuclear weapon.
Because of this deal, the international community will be able to verify that the Islamic Republic of Iran will not develop a nuclear weapon. This deal meets every single one of the bottom lines that we established when we achieved a framework earlier this spring. Every pathway to a nuclear weapon is cut off, and the inspection and transparency regime necessary to verify that objective will be put in place.
But President Obama faces criticism on the deal at home and abroad. Republicans and even some Democrats say it gives too many concessions to Iran and that the door is open for Tehran to develop a nuclear weapon in future. The US Congress has around 2 months to review the deal, but the president is already warning he'll veto any attempts to undermine its implementation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it's a terrible deal.
Our concern, of course, is that the militant Islamic State of Iran is going to receive a sure path to nuclear weapons. Many of the restrictions that were supposed to prevent it from getting there will be lifted. And in addition, Iran will get a jackpot of a cash bonanza of hundreds of billions of dollars, which will enable it to continue to pursue its aggression and terror in the region and in the world. This is a bad mistake of historic proportions.
Back home, Prime Minister Tony Abbott is cautiously optimistic about the accord.
We give it a cautious welcome, but I probably should stress the caution at least as much as the welcome. Yes, we certainly want a nuclear-free Middle East. The Middle East is the most unstable and dangerous part of the world. If any further country gets nuclear weapons, I suspect there'll be a lot of other countries rushing for them. So my hope is that this is a stop, an absolute stop to Iran getting nuclear weapons rather than just a delay.
Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, who helped negotiate the deal, says while it isn't flawless, it's a huge step for Iran's relations with the rest of the world.
I believe this is a historic moment. We are reaching an agreement that is not perfect for anybody, but it is what we could accomplish, and it is an important achievement for all of us. Today, could have been the end of hope on this issue, but now we are starting a new chapter of hope.
That's Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, ending Sarah Sedji's report.